Hello?
Oh, hi, Willie. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Did Randy tell you that I was going to be calling? I was referred to you by him.
Yes, of course.
Oh, good, good. And so I've gotten a little bit of information sent over to me on your company. You have a locksmith company in Green Acres, Florida. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, this could definitely help you. Tell me a little bit about your company. How long have you been in business?
We've been in business for a while. I've been doing locksmithing for a while, but I just wanted to just start up, have you guys advertise for me, because we've been doing it so long without advertisement. I just think from Randy's experience and what he had with you guys, that you guys can generate some business. So I just wanted to add on a little to what we got going on now.
Okay, yeah, that'll definitely help you. It'll boost your internet presence, and you'll go from having a very weak internet presence to the strongest, most dominant internet presence locally. So what we'll do in essence, Willie, is optimize your business to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. We'll program you into all of the popular directories, including Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook, Merchant Circle, you name it, your business will be there. I think there's about 48 of them in total. And then we will program you into the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. So once we program your company into the mobile platform, now we're going to make sure that you're also coming up from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay? Now, price-wise, since your referral from Randy, I can actually honor the same pricing that we gave him, which is a flat rate month-to-month of $199. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 that'll go on the first payment only. So the initial investment would be $298. And I got some notes sent over. It looks like you currently need a website, too. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I will also get an override to include the site for you at no additional cost. Do you have any specific content that you'd like to put up there, like a logo or pictures of your work or before and after photos or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm going to have those soon, but not at the moment.
Okay, so what we can do initially is put it up with stock photos just to get it up and running, and then as you get content, just send it over to us after the fact, and we'll make sure that we get it up there for you, okay?
No problem at all.
Okay, so it's something you want to get started on right away, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so let me send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
AD, like A as in Apple, D as in David, N as in Nancy, transpo@gmail.com.
A, Apple, D, David, N, Nancy, transpo@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
And is this the phone number you would like to have displayed on Google?
I wanted to kind of like have a toll-free number. I got to look into that. But for right now, you can put the 561. I can put 561-267-6382.
267-6382?
Yes. But I want to find out how to, I'm going to call you and probably change that.
Yeah, no problem. We could even put a tracking number on there for you. I don't know if they would recommend doing a toll-free number or not, but we could also purchase a new phone number for you and have the calls forwarded over to your line when people call
it. Yeah, I would like that, if that's a possibility.
Okay. Yeah, and the benefit of that is that obviously you track the calls that are coming in from the campaign,
yes,
but also you can eliminate spam callers with it, because we'll put a press one, press two option on there, meaning, you know, if you're a new customer, press one, or if you're current, press two. Both options will ring to you, but that way if it's a spam call and it's computer generated, those will fall off, and when you're connected, it's going to be an actual live person on the line, okay?
Yeah.
So I'll put that we're going to, and there's an app that goes with the tracking number too, which is cool. So you'll be able to see on the app if you missed a call and listen to the voicemail and whatnot. So what's the name of the business, Willie?
It's Around the Clock. We call ATC Locksmith.
Round the Clock? ATC,
yes, ATC
Locksmith?
Around. Yes, Around the Clock. That's what ATC
is. Oh, Around the Clock. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So do you want it to just show as ATC Locksmith, or do you want that written out?
Is it a way we can write it out but put the A and the T and the C in bold letters and just, you know,
yeah,
write everything else out small?
That's smart. Okay. ATC, all in caps, but it's Around the Clock written out,
Locksmith.
That's cool.
Yes.
Then that kind of stands out. Okay. And then what's the business address?
I want to get a virtual address.
So Google will reject a virtual address if it's a P.O. box or a mailbox, et cetera, or a UPS store. But what a lot of people do, if it's a locksmith company and let's say that you're mobile, a lot of people will use their residential address, because once it's published, it can be hidden on the profile anyway. So if you think that, you know, you want to go that route, we can. If not, I can take a different address.
Okay. So they have what you call, so you can use 1414 Parkway Court.
1414 Parkway Court.
Parkway Court, yep. Green Acres, Florida.
Okay.
33413.
1414 Parkway Court for Green Acres, Florida, 33413, correct?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, and then let me just select the same package that Randy got, because I'm going to put the added directories in there, and I'm going to put the website in there for free. That way you won't have any issues. So let's just see here.
Yeah, I got it.
So I have to manually add the website and the directories, so give me a second. It'll take me an extra
no
moment,
problem.
But we'll do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes computers have a mind of their own, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So. Okay, so there's the site. Okay, so I got the site successfully added. I just have to add the call tracking and the directory. Premium listing bundle.
Randy told me so much great things about you guys. So.
Oh, he's a sweetheart. Yeah, he's been my client for a long time. He just signed up another business, too. He's growing.
Yeah.
That's good. The program's helping him grow and expand and the whole nine yards. So that's great.
Yeah,
I love helping people
grow. Yeah, well, I'm probably going to, once I see how this goes, I'm going to open up another myself. So that's good.
Oh, good. Yeah, please. Yeah. It's always good if you open up more businesses to grow. We actually, funny story, they're a big corporation, but they came on board with us about 8 years ago. They're called Extra Space Storage, and they did a small pilot with just 4 locations signing up, and they grew exponentially, and they just celebrated their 1,300th location listed with us.
Hey,
so it's pretty exciting. Yeah, they're a huge success story.
Man,
so
yes, and it's partly based on you guys as well, so which is an excellent thing for everybody included.
Yep. Yeah, you know what, you're right, because everybody, you know, looks to Google when they're looking to hire someone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It works across the board. So, okay. So did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Yes. Debit's fine.
Okay. And it's your name on the card, Willie, or the company name, or both?
No, my name.
Okay. And then the billing address, is that also Parkway Court?
No.
Okay. What's the billing address?
The billing address is 210 Treadwell, Treadwell Street,
okay.
Apartment 210, and that's Hamden, Hamden, Connecticut, 06517.
06517. Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4117.
Okay.
7640.
Got it.
3500.
Mm-hmm.
0655.
Okay, and expiration?
0626.
And the code on the back?
764.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, Willie, is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. And then I will create the appointment for my technician to call you later today to go over your keywords, your service area, building your website, and getting you placed. Some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Around the Clock.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Willie Barrett, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, all that means is if you do anything else down the road for your business, just make sure that you let us know about it so it doesn't conflict with the programming that we're doing for you, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 31st, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. This will be a recurring payment, and when the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month. There's not 31 days in February, so I'm going to push the next billing out to March 1st, okay? So each month on the 1st, your payment will renew in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, great. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'll see what time is available for today, for the technician. And if they're double booked, we'll see what's available for tomorrow. So let me just pull up the calendar here. Client interview. Okay, yeah, so they're double booked for the remainder of the day, but for tomorrow, they'll call you to set this up, and it's going to take about approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. What works best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Well, you see the name of the... the name of it, right?
Oh yeah. Around the clock. Oh
yeah, so I work all night, all day and night, so I mean,
let's do 10 a.m then. Does that sound good?
10 a.m is fine.
Okay, that's, and what I'm doing also, Willie, is I'm blocking out an hour from 10 to 11 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 10:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Okay.
And since I put a lot of added products in here for you as a referral of Randy's, I didn't charge you extra for it. I gave you special pricing. So I want you to go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that your pricing never goes up down the road. So did you get a text from us right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. If you click on that, it'll bring you to a page that says, or there's a link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms. So if you click on that, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Now, they say the mobile number I see here is 516-503-7865. I need it to be...
the other number?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me fix that.
Actually, yeah, because I need... when you put your the other number, I need it to ring to my work phone.
So do you want it to ring to the one that ends in 6382?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so let me confirm. 516-267-6382, right?
No, no. 561-267-6382. So it's 561 instead of 516.
I think I automatically put 516 because of this number. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No worries. It's 561.
Okay. I just fixed that on here. So when the technician calls you tomorrow, I'm going to put a special note in here just so that they don't make the same mistake. I think it was just because I saw 516, I thought. So I'll make sure that the call tracking number forwards over to 561-267-6382. And then as far as you getting text messages from us, that number won't be published, but it's okay to use the 7865, right? If we needed to send a text to you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's my main, that's my personal number.
That's your personal. Okay, yeah. So like I said, it won't be published. It's just for internal correspondence, okay?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So if you, now that we fixed the number, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's going to be a field that you can put your name in. Above that field, you just have to click the box to show that you're authorized on the account. So once you click the box and plug your name in and hit confirm signature, it will take you to a page that will ask you for your username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now, Willie. That will be provided for you tomorrow at the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
Okay.
Okay. And then
now I'm at the part where you got the username and the password.
There you go. Okay, then that's good. That's a sign that it went through properly, so you're good to go there. And then lastly, I'm going to text you also my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So you already have the customer support number in that text, but let's say that you wanted to talk to me directly. You'll call the same number and just hit 777, and it'll ring to my desk. if you wanted to talk to a technician or a customer support or had a billing question or anything like that, you can call the same number and just hit option one. And anybody that answers the phone can help you, okay?
Got it. Okay, appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. So welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out. I'll tell Randy next time I talk to him that you signed up, and then you're all good to go. The technician will call you around 10 o'clock tomorrow, okay?
All right. Appreciate you. Appreciate your help and your time, and looking forward to doing a lot more business in the future.
Yep, you're going to love it. You're absolutely going to be thrilled with this. So I'm so happy to assist you in bringing you on board. So have a really great rest of your evening, too. Okay, Willie?
You too, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.